ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs, joined alongside Ringwalk Danny, a.k.a. Daniel Alvarez. And we're here to be discussing Oshaki Foster getting his big opportunity after so long, going to be taking on, I believe, two division champion, Ray Vargas. Ray just beat Mark Maciago at 126 pounds. And if I'm not mistaken, he was a WBC probably at 122 or
that is correct. 122, Ness.
Well, there you go. What's going on, brother? How are you?
Back for another one, man. Obviously, we were in Houston. We spoke to Oshaki in recent months, and we know that he wanted that title shot, that he's just been waiting on his opportunity.
Well, he wanted Shakur. There was a little bit of back and forth, you know, some sparring and, you know, some words on the internet. You know, he wanted an opportunity at Shakur, and he won't get that. But in this vacant title shot, Danny, at least it's a worthy opponent across the corner from you. Kind of like when, what was it? Sean and Danny? No. Sean and Danny fought for the WBC vacant, right?
Yes, that was WBC vacant.
So even though it was a vacant title, no one really called them paper champions because they were two top five welterweights going at it. But shout out to everybody joining us live in the chat. Remember, you can call in at 1-425-569-5241 if you want to call in and voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. This is definitely a hardcore topic, but we do have a guest scheduled for today, and he goes by the name of Albert. No, I've been saying Alberto. It's actually Albert Ocha. Albert Ocha. Mm. And I'm going to just go ahead and say it. Really, the biggest thing is that I'm not sure.
Ochoa.
I'm not sure that whether or not, you know, he dated Kylie Jenner. He was on a TV show. She was at his prom. But on his verified Instagram, which has way more Instagram followers than the normal boxer, this man is doing well for himself when it comes to that. But let me get a screen share in the blue wire bubble. As you can see, this is his verified Instagram, Albert. I was about to say Alberto again because of the O being so close to the T, but it's okay. It is actually Albert Ochoa, and he's got about 250,000, more than Bubu Andre. Actually, Bubu has the, you know,
400,000.
The fake 399. But this is the video in question. Look at this. Yes. That's the sister of Kimmy Kim. Yeah. So I don't know. We got to find out the backstory on that. But then look at this.
It's funny. So he went to prom with both of them, right? With both Kylie and her former best friend, Jordan Woods.
How, Sway? How? Who is this guy? How's he fucking go to prom with Kylie?
Was it a reality show? The former best friend, Jordan.
No, I hear you. But was it like a reality show?
The reason it was a former best friend is because she fucked, like, her sister's baby daddy, right? I think she fucked
Scott?
Nah, what's the Chloe's?
Okay, Lamar?
Yeah, no.
French Montana?
Tristan Thompson, I think. Yeah.
Oh, my God. We'll be here all day. I've run out of fingers telling you all the people that possibly have dated a Kardashian. But look at this other exhibit, B, guys. This is Rolly Romero. So he was training with Rolly Romero and Casamayor right here in City Athletic in Las Vegas. But if you check closely, he has athlete boxer, but he had his next fight was scheduled on the celebrity boxing event that was supposed to take place with Izzy Fake Drake and M to the K. So pretty interesting to, you know, talk to this guy and see what's going on. He's obviously choosing a different route in marketing as, you know, he's giving off. This is, you got to look at the thumbnail here. Check this out. Doesn't he look like Navarrete? Hey, look who showed up with him. Bobby Santos Jr., right?
Mm.
So Doesn't he look like Navarrete right here?
Yeah, definitely looks like El Vaquero.
Well, it looks like we got our first guest, guys. If someone can get them out front live here in the Wynn Casino from the Blue Wire Studio, hopefully one day we'll have dozens and dozens of live fans just banging on the double pane glass. You know what I'm saying? Soundproof, so we can't hear it.
Is it really soundproof, though?
I mean, I would hope it's bulletproof. You know, I'm a star. You never know who's going to try to take me out. Yes. But before we transition into our guests, what's your thoughts, man? Good matchup for Foster. I want to say he has to have the advantage, being the bigger man, being at that weight for quite some time. At the moment, Oshaki Foster is the WBC silver titleist. So, but the experience definitely goes to the champion, the two-time champion in Ray Vargas, who's very tall. I've met him in person in Mexico for the WBC convention in 2019. And, you know, he's not a small guy. So making the weight won't be an issue. Keep in mind, he just beat quote-unquote puncher Mark Marciago, right? So it's like Oshaki's not known to be a puncher. He's a sharp boxer, slick boxer. So, you know.
It's going to be an interesting fight, man. It's
can
be,
Ray pull it off?
It's going to be an interesting
be
fight.
A three
you know, Ray,
division.
Ray's big for his weight class.
Very.
So it'll be interesting to see how he fills out and how he does at 130 pounds. But I'm intrigued to see this fight, man. I told you off air, and I'll say it on there. You know, I'm happy to see Oshaki get a shot at the title. It's going to be a tough shot. Let's see how he does, you know. Also intrigued to see when they schedule the fight for, what network it's going to be on, you know?
Well, the last one was PBC. And Ray Vargas hasn't been with, like, a Spanish-only Fernando Beltran type of promoter in a minute. I think he's with PBC or Samson or something like that. You might want to do a little Google search. But good fight, nonetheless. Good fight. That last one, again, on PBC, he fought a PBC fighter.
I was saying,
so I'm sure they got options on him.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying, because obviously he's with PBC, been fighting over there. Oshaki's with Pro Bellum.
Which we might get a purse bid, because people have been trying not to deal with certain people. But we have seen guys like Jamel Herring still fight on Top Rank and ESPN, you know, being tied to other people, you know. So who knows what we see develop here. But looks like we're going to be joined by our first guest in a number of seconds. If you're watching this live on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. If you haven't already done so, don't forget to subscribe and help us get to 157,000, that is this week's goal. So it is Albert Ochoa. What's going on, my friend? How are you? Buenos dias.
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, man. I want to know the story, man. I want to know the story. I've never heard of you.
Yeah, no, it's all good. You know, I'm just living the dream. I mean, I'm very happy. I just moved out here. This is my second training camp, training with the pros, the world champs. So I'm excited to be here.
So your fight was scheduled for October 15th for Celebrity Boxing. I'm assuming that card's off now that Izzy, Drake, and M to the K are no longer fighting.
Actually, I think they just figured out some stuff. So they will be fighting from what I, from my knowledge. And
for that
day? Yeah.
11 days from now?
Yeah.
You're scheduled as well?
Yeah, I'm scheduled. You know, I'm training 6 days a week. You know, I hired Joe Casamayor, four-time world champion, as my trainer, my second trainer.
We were just screen sharing one of your Instagram posts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's a great trainer. You know, from coming from Sacramento, California, to being out here, you know, right away starting my boxing career is, you know, it's a dream come true. It's a blessing.
So who are you fighting in this event?
So I'm fighting some rapper. He was signed a Soldier Boy. I mean, you know, I don't know if he's taking it serious, but I am, you know, because my goal is to turn professional. And, you know, I'm just using this guy as a stepping stone.
His name, you're not a professional boxer?
No, I'm not yet. But, you know, I'm training with professionals. My uncle was a world champion, too. And
who was your uncle?
Tony the Tiger Lopez.
Okay.
He fought Julio Cesar Chavez, you know, three-time world champion, Hall of Famer.
And how old are you?
I'm 22.
Mm.
And when did you put the gloves on?
I put the gloves on probably 9 months ago. I lost 55 pounds.
You were heavier.
Yeah, I was 205. Now I'm 155.
Wow.
around there, moving around. I got a few pounds to lose. And then this is my second training camp, my second fight. You know, Tony the Tiger trained me my first fight. It went well. And then, you know, I think I just had to come out here. You know,
Who did you fight in your first fight?
I fought some actor slash wrestler, Mike Mazza. He's from the East Coast. He had a low following. He was cool. But, you know, he didn't take it serious. He thought he was going to knock me out, but he wasn't as good as me.
So you've been doing solely celebrity or influencer boxing?
Yeah, yeah. And I know a lot of people don't like it, but, you know, for me, this is just it's a good platform. You know, it's on TV. It's on Fight TV where you can purchase it. And yeah, I'm just using it as a stepping stone. And then the goal is to get my next fight, if not, you know, coming up on the Zone with KSI card.
Okay.
They did reach out with me being 5 months or no 5 days out here. But the fight didn't make sense. You know, for me, a lot of people rush their career, especially all these YouTubers and influencers. For me, I'm just taking my time, enjoying it, and just being excited, just learning every day.
We might have set him up with a big fight with Overflow. He was looking for one.
Oh, yeah.
But he's a little heavy. I think he's 175.
He is. But what I don't understand is, you know, all these influencers and YouTubers, they're fighting at 180, 190. They turn pro, they're not going to be able to keep up with a 190-pound all-natural, you know, dude in boxing. For me, mm-hmm. I'm doing it the correct way. I'm dropping weight. And I feel great. You know, I have another 5 to 10 pounds to lose, and I believe I'm doing it right.
So what weight is the fight scheduled at?
The fight scheduled at like 149. Yeah, 149. So right now I think I'm like 155, 154. So I'm ready on track.
And is there some sort of weight clause or, you know, penalties? Because I keep hearing you say he may not be taking it serious.
Yeah.
So what if he misses weight?
Well, I wouldn't say about the weight, you know, because he's a smaller dude already. So me, I'm going down in weight. I would just say, you know, a lot of these guys don't really train. You know, a lot of these guys aren't getting world-class training. You know, I moved out here away from my family. You know, I'm chasing a dream. And, you know, so far it's going really well for me. And, you know, I'm excited to be out here, you know.
So who'd you leave back home?
You know, all my family. You know, I'm very big on family. You know, I think family first, you know, always. You know, my dad's back home, my little brother, you know, my mom. Everyone's out, you know, back in Cali. And for me to be out here, you know, training with a champ, training with everyone, you know, that's showing me how to box and I'm learning, you know, it feels good. But, you know, this is a sacrifice you have to make if you want to be good.
So before you give us the details of the little popular video that you have pinned on your Instagram.
Yeah.
You're obviously popular enough to know Miss Kylie Jenner, I think is her name. Why are you taking punches in the face?
You know, it's funny. So I did start with that. You know, Kylie Jenner, I took her to my prom.
How'd you do that, man? I got to ask.
You know, believe it or not, bro, she reached out to me. She was like, hey, like, do you want to go on a date? You know, set it up, stuff like that. And, you know, I said, yeah.
A real date.
Yeah, so we went to prom. We met in the hotel back in Cali. She flew down in her jet, limo across, you know, the city.
Bro, how'd you fuck that up?
Hey, she's not into Hispanic, so it's all good.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean,
but obviously she was into you and knew you were Hispanic and still took the time to fly out. So how'd you fuck that up?
You know, so I'm just curious, like, were you just regular guy before that moment? Or
No, for sure. You know, I still believe I'm a regular guy now. I was a regular guy, just, you know, I was a basketball player all my life. And, you know, I always believe, you know, you stay focused on something, you know, and you just work hard, things are going to happen no matter what. You know, I think positive, you know, I was a bully teen. And for that Kylie Jenner stuff to happen, you know, I was focused on myself. I grew mentally. I grew emotionally everywhere.
But she just randomly DM'd you.
Yeah. Yeah, she randomly reached out.
And you didn't even, like,
and
bro,
I was
sure. Did you think it was real?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was real. But, you know, I was shocked, obviously, you know, she's a billionaire, the youngest billionaire in the world. So, and, yeah, I was shocked, and we set it up, and then the show's still on Hulu, on YouTube.
Oh, so it is a show.
Yeah, so all that stuff was built for her reality TV show.
Okay.
It's a spinoff of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Okay, so she just randomly picked you.
Yeah, randomly. She said,
holy,
you know, to this day, I still ask them, like, to the producers and, you know, the college, you know, why'd you guys choose me? And then she was like, you know, you were special. You know, we thought you were different than everyone, and I feel like I'm different than anyone. You know, my story is different. And then now going into boxing, it's just different. You know, coming from Kylie Jenner, the prom, reality TV show, to boxing. You know, it's been a long, fun journey.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Were all your dates with her on television?
Yeah, so that whole prom scene, that was all set up throughout the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun, you know. She came in, I think, with like 10 bodyguards and 10 people following you with a camera. It was a lot of people, you know. But it was fun, you know. That's something I always wanted to do something like that.
Now, you went with Kylie and Jordan Woods, right?
Yeah, Jordan Woods, her makeup artist, her best friend, her assistant. They were all there, yeah.
How was that now, seeing obviously like the huge fallout and stuff
like
that?
So that was funny too, because I was cool with Jordan Woods too. And for her to like get with her sister's baby daddy or husband, whatever, they hate each other. So,
I mean, you get to say something that I feel like nobody else can. I'm pretty sure that's probably the only prom she's gone to. So.
Yeah, so that was her only prom, and then that was my only prom, believe it or not. I never had a girlfriend in high school. I never dated anyone growing up. You know, I was focused on myself, and, you know, for that to happen, it was special because she was an outsider, I was an outsider, and at the end of the day, we're just trying to, you know, work hard and provide. So
what have you done since, basically from that time to the time you start boxing? Mm-hmm. What were you up to?
So, even as a kid, you know, I always thought, you know, I wanted to, you know, I always wanted to have a following. I always wanted to, you know, have these brand deals. I always wanted to just grow on social media. I don't know how or what. And for that Kylie Jenner stuff to happen, it just blew up everything, you know, blew up my Instagram, all over, you know, the internet, stuff like that. But I wanted to learn to, you know, do these brand deals, make better content. You know, I traveled a little bit. And then after that TV show, I signed like a year and a half deal with a modeling company. The suit I wore for the prom, it was like their number one selling suit after the prom stuff with Kylie Jenner. And they hired me to be their model. So that's what I did after.
Damn, you ain't getting no commissions on them sales?
On the suits?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so I was always flying back and forth to LA, traveling a lot in high school still at this time. And it was, you know, it was a dream come true. That was fun. And then I think probably like 10 months to 11 months, I picked up the gloves for the first time.
Yo, so have you been sparring?
Yeah, I have.
Who are you sparring?
Right now we're sparring, just whoever's at the gym that's, you know, they're high-end amateurs or, you know, they're beginning professionals. You know, they're working with me. They're showing me a lot. Joe Casamayor, you know, I love that dude. He's showing me a lot, you know, to move. You know, he's one of the best to ever do it, in my opinion, you know, Joel. And for him to train me and believe in me and to want to work with me is, you know, it's a dream, you know.
And how long have you been working with him?
I've been out here for, 4.5 weeks now.
Oh, wow.
So I moved out here. You know, I'm training every day. I got training after this. Yeah, I feel great, you know. I feel
happy. What's the routine like? I want to hear if you're, like, really training like a boxer.
Yeah. So right now, in the morning, you know, I'm on the meal preps, for my supplements and stuff like that, 3 meals a day, a lot of water, as you can see.
Who's meal prepping for you?
Right now we're doing, I believe it's, like, Foodie Fit.
Get out of here. That's who we use.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they're great people. They're supporting me on my boxing career. And you know, I love their food. I honestly do. So shout out to them.
Had a Foodie Fit lunch.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're great food.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Yeah, great meals.
We've been on it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's lost, oh my God, almost 50 pounds.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, wow.
It's
same
definitely
here.
Part, like, when people say it's 90% or 80% diet, it is absolutely true.
It is. And I didn't
Because I haven't
that.
Worked out, man. And I'd like... Any other time I've had to lose weight, it's been a way worse diet, and it's been a lot more working. I don't work out. I'm like, shit, this weight is just falling off. I ain't got to work
out.
And
they switched up the menu. I received new food
yesterday.
Yeah,
they always update the menu.
I
got to
pick it up later. So it's a dream come true to be out here.
So you do your 3 meals a day. What about training?
So when we go to training, so we're training in the morning.
That means you're on all – lean, right?
Yeah. Because
you're trying to lose weight.
Yeah, you know, I'm coming down from 55 pounds. Right now we're just trying to put on muscle, you know, learn the sport still and just keep going, you know, learning with the movements, you know, the footwork, sparring right now. You know, I'm sparring. But we're training in the mornings or morning to mid-afternoon. So, like, today is afternoon. And then after, at night, is when we're doing a lot of cardio and strength training. So I'm training twice a day, every day, Monday through Saturday. And, you know, just I'm training and I'm resting. You know, a lot of these boxers, you know, they like to train and go out. For me, you know, my uncle taught me in my first training camp, you have to rest. And resting is a big part in this sport. I don't want to get injured. You know, I'm really focused, especially being out here. There's a lot of distractions. So So after my gym,
certainly.
You know, yeah. So after I'm training, you know, I'm training twice a day, and then I'm going home to rest and just watch film and, you know, just calm, you know, I like being in my peace.
But this is your second fight.
Yeah.
So you've been sparring before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, my first training camp with Tony the Tiger, he was very old school. So we were sparring. I mean, we were sparring every single day. It was hard, you know, but that was just how he did it, you know, back in his day. Then
wait,
I learned
every day, literally every
literally,
day.
Literally. So the first month was get like just training, doing, you know, combination stuff like that, getting ready. And then the whole last 4 weeks of my camp was sparring Monday through Friday. It was really hard.
And you're lying.
I'm not lying. You can call him on this. Like,
Monday through Friday.
Yeah. He's like, bro, you're going to spar every day. You need to get your experience up. You need to learn to be in the ring.
I can see that.
I mean, was it controlled sparring?
No, he would literally tell him, hey, go hurt my nephew. Go crazy. And then when I was actually getting not
five
like hurt,
days a week. How?
Yeah. Or that's Monday crazy. Through Friday. Oh yeah. So 5 days. Yeah. And it was crazy. People at the gym still didn't believe how he was training me. And for me, I didn't give up, you know.
Did it work?
It did. I got the job done. We flew out to Miami. The fight was easy.
And
did
you have anxiety?
You know, I did. You know, and I did it in high school, too, after that Kylie Jenner stuff. I did, you know. You know, people think getting all these social media followers and training, you know, with cameras, stuff like that is, you know, all fun and games. It is fun. It is serious, you know. But sometimes anxiety can kick in. You know, you're having a lot of people watch you. You're having a lot of people nitpick you. And sometimes, like, if you're not mentally strong,
so what are some of the things you experienced in that moment physically? Was it like dry mouth?
Mouth sparring?
No.
Or the college?
The first fight, when you're walking out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Getting into that ring.
No, I was really nervous, honestly, in the locker room. I was, you know, just saying, you know, this is my time, but I'm really nervous. I was sweating. I was, you know, I was kind of psyching myself out, you know. But, you know, my uncle said, you know, it's normal. If you wouldn't.
Out or up?
Psyching myself up. Yeah, I was like, okay, up. I'm at, yeah. but he was like, I would be nervous for you if you weren't nervous. So he's like,
yeah.
I'm glad you have that feeling, because if you weren't nervous, I would look at you kind of crazy.
When the bell rang, did that nervousness turn into you feeling exerted or tired in any way?
You know, it went away. It was
okay.
I went in straight jab and just keep going. Since these fights are, you know, an influencer fight or YouTube fight, however you want to put it, they are shorter. But we're training like a professional. We're doing 6 rounds sparring, 3 minutes each. My fight is only 3 rounds, a minute and a half each.
Oh, wow.
So, like I said, this
minute
was,
and a half.
Yeah. So, but.
Border Wars.
That's
so,
less. That's not even what women do, too.
Yeah. So, for me, you know, again, I'm just using it as a stepping stone. It's a good platform. It's on TV. It's in front of a lot of an audience. But my goal is to turn professional and, you know, to take this sport really serious. And I've been.
No, and with the following that you have and, you know, getting that mainstream television eyeballs, someone will pick you up. So how'd you hook up with this guy?
What's it called? I, you know, so since I started just boxing, you know, and being on podcasts, and I have a few friends that, you know, have done interviews and stuff like that. You know, he was one of the first people to really just support me, show love. You know, for me being in Cali, you don't get that. You know, especially me trying to box. People don't want to show love. They rather hate on you than elevate you. Mm. And, you know, this guy right here, he's helped me a lot, and he's he's supported me. He's always showed me mad love and respect, so. And I respect everyone that respects me.
That's interesting because, you know, he's definitely a boxing guy, like this whole family. So
yeah.
At least, you know, you're connected to the right people.
And they know I take it serious, too. You know, I think some people wouldn't take me serious. Like, for example, my trainer, you know, he would not want to work with me if I didn't take it serious. And I've been taking it serious.
I got to ask, obviously, the last fight that you had was one of the celebrity boxing events. And
mm-hmm.
This one is as well. Caitlyn Jenner's hosted both, or
mm-hmm.
will be hosting the second one as well. Did you guys get to talk at all during the first one or catch up?
So believe it or not, she actually they had a fallout too towards like beginning.
Wait, but Caitlyn is the man, no, or the woman, the wife?
That's her dad, but now mom. So
yeah.
Or I don't know how you want to put it, but yeah.
So you said they had a fallout.
Mom number two now.
Yeah.
But
she actually wasn't there. Well, I didn't see her, but no, she wasn't there. Like right before that fight, like I think it got switched with Flavor Flav. He was yeah. So I was looking forward to meeting her, or him, yeah. And but it just didn't work through after the end. Yeah, but she
Flav is hosting it?
No. Oh, I thought the question was for my last fight.
Yeah,
for the last fight.
So who's hosting this one?
I believe it's either Flav again or Yeah, I think it's Flav again. I just saw him. He stopped by the gym like 2 days ago.
I'm interested. I think M to the K is going to body Izzy Drake. He doesn't look like he's taking it serious at all.
Yeah, a lot of people don't, you know, and I don't talk bad about nobody. You know, I just focus on myself. But, yeah, I think, you know, it's going to be a fun fight for them, and I think it's going to be good. So I'm excited to see their fight and box.
And I'll say I think we've been pretty supportive of the celebrity boxing
for
and
sure.
whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the eyes that have been brought to the sport, you know, have really helped and put other people in opportunities. I mean, we talk about guys like Montana Love who fought on a Jake Paul undercard
mm-hmm.
and then gets a 3-fight deal with the Zone and Matchroom right after.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's headlining, you know, in his hometown. His hometown. So,
yeah.
You know, it's definitely...
Which is crazy. It's a dream come true for him because he's headlining his hometown before on smaller shows that he's, you know, self-promoted, but now he gets to bring a big-time network to his hometown so they can have that big-time feel.
I'm curious. I got to ask, is there somebody that you would like to fight in the influencer celebrity world before turning professional?
Well, the thing is, for me to be on that KSI card, you have to turn professional. So you have to turn professional, but you're not fighting a professional. You're fighting someone that just learned how to, you know, that just picked up the gloves
mm-hmm.
as well. But for me... you know, whoever just comes in my way, you know, the promoter, I leave it up to them. I leave it up to my management to, you know.
You have a manager.
Yeah, so after my last fight, I signed with a management team out here in Las Vegas and in L.A., CNN.
Wait,
talent.
Happy Punch? Oh, okay.
CNN. Yeah, so no, not Happy Punch. They're a boxing promotion management. For me, I have just a manager that will handle my, like, boxing stuff too as well and, you know, promotion stuff and training stuff. That's actually the reason why I got connected with Joel Casamayor. CNM talent in sports and entertainment. They were like, hey, you coming to Vegas, we'll get you top-notch training. You'll be out here. You'll have the life you want and the life you won't need to work hard for. And I said, yeah, it was scary.
Do they work with other boxers that you know of?
They have a few. No, they have a few bare knuckle fighters that's ranked number 4 and number 5 in the world. But for me, I think I'm their first like influencer fighter. I think I'm actually Joel Casamayor's first influencer fighter too, which is cool.
Yeah, I know Joel. He's pretty cool, man.
He's a hard trainer.
I've seen you shadow boxing with Rolly. How was that experience?
Yeah, Rolly, he's a good dude. I'm glad we connected. It was funny because, you know, his good friends, you know, just were my good friends too. And, you know, for him to work out with him, to, you know, be, you know, to call him a friend is really cool. You know, I believe he's done a lot in the boxing world. And I think, you know, he can make it up, you know, all the way to the top again. And yeah, he's a great fighter. And whatever advice I want to know, you know, I can always ask him.
But how's it been training alongside him?
It's been, you know, it's been great, you know, just seeing someone at a high level training next to you, having, you know, Joel has trained him too as well. So just seeing him, you know, in the gym and just working out with him, and it is great, you know, it's a dream come true, you know.
For sure.
Who else wouldn't want to train with a, you know, a high class fighter and high class trainers?
So I got one of my listeners, Canada, Nebraska, says, what made you want to box and when did you start? Secondly, why choose celebrity box? I think you answered all three of those.
Yeah. You know, why I chose the box, you know, it's just, you know, I wanted to show people you can do anything in this world, you know, and for everyone that started to box with this following, I was like, you know, I think I can do it. And some people were messaging me like, hey, I think you can do it too. And, you know, throughout the time comes by, you know, I finally get connected with the right people and the right promoter. And, you know, celebrity boxing, you know, it's hot. You know, it's a pop-in entertainment for boxing.
Well, I think he means celebrity boxing, the entity itself,
yeah.
Versus, like you said, you know, KSI Misfit Boxing or something on Jake Paul, Triller.
Gotcha. Yeah. For sure. You know, I think I'm just, like, using this as a stepping stone. The promoter wants to grow with me. He was a professional himself. He knows I want to turn professional. So when that right time comes, you know, we'll turn professional. Like, I'm not going to rush it. I'm going to take my time and, yeah, just have fun with it too.
What makes you crave the life of a fighter? Like, you know, that's like waking up early and running and not eating what you want when you want.
Yeah. You know, I think I've just been fighting my whole life, you know, being a bully teen, you know, getting bullied all throughout high school and, you know, not having anyone to talk to. And, you know, it's an everyday thing. So for me to just keep fighting every single day and, you know, it's just something that I want to do. I fell in love with the sport, and this sport has changed my life. I would not be out here in Vegas training with the champ if I didn't box. You know, this sport, you know, I gained a little bit of weight after the Kylie Jenner stuff, and for boxing to change my life and change my health again and everything, it's a, you know, it's just something that I love doing.
So when sparring days?
Sparring was yesterday, and then we're going to spar again today.
Oh, wow. At City Athletic?
Yeah, City Athletic Boxing. They're a great gym. I like it. It's right here by the strip. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, they welcomed me in. And KSI actually had his training camp there when he fought Logan Paul on his second fight, I believe. Or it was the first fight or the second fight. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, that is quite interesting, man. So I'm assuming it's been difficult to date women since the show because of they're assuming you're always in contact or something, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's been difficult, but for me, you know, I just try to focus on myself. Some people can have a fall off with women. And for me, as long as I'm focused on myself, I believe I could, you know, just keep going up. So, yeah, it's been kind of hard, though.
Yeah.
Just keep it simple.
We're about to pull up some footage of your opponent, but I just got to ask, like, what do you think of Mr. Carson Key?
Yeah, what I think about him? I mean, he says he's going to knock me out. He's a funny dude. We've seen him fight. My trainer's seen him. You know,
Why does he look like Aaron Carter?
Yeah, he does. It's funny. Aaron Carter, we were going to set up a fight too, but he actually pulled out too. Like, that was supposed to be my first fight, actually, because he fought on Celebrity Boxing versus
Yeah,
Lamar.
Yeah. I watched that one versus Odom, but yeah. Like, they had headgear on.
Yeah, so, like, so with the rules, so, like, my last fight was not supposed to be with headgear. Like, we both signed a contract, no headgear. So at the very end, he was like, I want to put on headgear. So I was like, all right, like, you guys both have to, like, if one wants headgear and one don't, like, it has to go to the headgear automatically.
What?
Okay.
And in Atlantic City, the rule is if it's not a professional fight, I think you have to wear headgear unless you guys both agree to not wear headgear, since it's not a professional fight, but it is a fight still.
Interesting. Yeah.
So this thing is still on. That's just hilarious.
Yeah.
I had no clue. I'm glad that we got you in.
Check the DMs. I
pulled it up.
The videos. Yeah.
Oh, no. I didn't look at, like, specific videos?
Yeah, I sent you specific videos to the DM.
Okay. I thought you were just sending me. Okay.
Nah.
Let me get a screen share, fellas.
What happened?
This is your opponent. Oh, well, wait. He's
doing Street Beast.
Yeah, so he has a few more fights that, I mean, done
yeah,
more than
Yeah, but
me.
He has no technique.
No technique.
Oh, my God. No. And he's legit small.
No stamina.
How tall is he?
I think he's like 5'8", 5'7". Yeah, 5'7". I don't know. He's shorter than me.
Okay.
But again, you know, he said he's going to knock me out. He wanted to fight me. So I was like, you know, if you want to fight me, like, get in line, you know.
I mean, of course, he's going to call you out because you're more popular. You're 235.
Yeah.
He's at 63. But it's a good fight for you to get experience.
Bro,
yeah.
Go to the other video.
You're
this is hilarious.
I think I'm going to stop, you know, our game plan and our strategies, you know, go nonstop. And I'm in great shape.
We're good. We're ready.
So, but as you can see, this is strong.
Ooh, nice jab to the body there.
For real. Hey, yo, that was a decent counter. Two-piece counter at that. It was, you know, his technique is very poor.
Go right.
Yeah.
Circle right. Circle right.
He got caught with a big ass right.
Boy, and then he got that little rooster at the top, like a little pineapple. Oh, my God. He's so sloppy. You better destroy this dude.
Yeah, no, I will. I'm going to come
no,
back and tell you
No, he needs to
what.
Become a highlight reel throwing punches like this.
Yo, no, go to
but,
the other video.
But he got balls, bro.
Nah, go to the other video.
He's taking
you,
some
this
shots,
shit, bro.
Man.
This shit's hilarious.
He can take a punch, bro.
Yeah, he can.
Uh-oh. This is him working out. He's
I've
hitting a pole?
Video.
Why is he hitting a pole?
Bro, look at that left hook.
I've never seen this.
Bro, you see this shit?
I've never seen no one.
Bro, this is garbage. What the fuck?
Yo, I've never seen anyone, you know, hit the heavy bag on a pole.
I've never seen that either.
He's working on accuracy, bro. Because the pole is thinner than the heavy bag.
I mean, the pole not gonna move. So
he's
gonna
want to hold the target pass
every time.
Oh my.
No, I believe, you know, how my work is.
Wait. Why has he got November 6th? Come on. How many fights this guy got?
I have no idea. I know he's fought more than me. But, again,
no, but
I'm not worried.
No, but it says on October 8th, he posted. Oh, this is last year.
Oh, yeah. Last
year. Oh, wow.
Yo, he fought Mac and Cheese, bro. This shit's crazy.
What?
I got to send you this. Oh, my goodness. Bro, this shit's comical, like.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So as you can see, you know,
he got balls, man. I don't. Yeah. I wouldn't take it as comedy because he's obviously in there. And I seen him land a nice little counter.
Oh my God, bro! No, bro. Didn't he get? He got his ass. Please, just look at the video I sent you. Please, I just sent you another video.
Come on, man. Don't be making my man opponent look like he's just coming off a loss.
Nessa, after you see him get dropped in a boxing fight like this. I thought he was asleep. It was Wilder Fury, 12th round. My man's rose like the Undertaker.
Whoa. Yeah. Why is he screen share this, please? Why is he wearing a wrestling helmet?
Go to the next
bro,
slide.
Bro, he's got the wrestling helmet.
Yeah,
bro, that's
know.
Legit.
Look at those title gloves for the fucking dude.
Oh, my God. What size is that? You.
Bro, what is going on?
They're like 24.
Do they make 24 ounce
gloves? Bro,
hell
those
yeah.
are wild.
Johnny Rice got 28.
Bro, those are wild sparring gloves. Oh, my goodness.
That jab was strong.
No, go to the next slide. He gets dropped like bad, bro. Look right here. Look. Hold on.
Oh!
Yeah, I don't know why he posted. Maybe he was.
Hey, he's not afraid. He's not afraid.
It sounds like the Undertaker, bro. That's Wilder Fury 1, round 12.
Bruh, but no one said anything about his wrestling headgear.
Hold on, they waved it off. So he got stopped already?
Bro.
And he posted. I don't know why.
But opponent is wearing legit headgear. I don't even know what I'm watching right now. How is one guy wearing boxing headgear, the other guy got wrestling?
As soon as Tony Soprano died off, bro, Atlantic City won a shit, man.
We're good,
what
man.
What they got
Thank
going
you.
On over
yeah.
there?
Thank you, Jeremiah. Oh.
Yo, they just went to a local boxing gym. Like, what gear can we use?
You know, some people take it serious. Some people don't. I'm hoping he's improved from that last year's video.
For your case, you better hope he don't improve. You just want a knockout.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, I believe I'm going to knock him out in the first round. So,
yo, you said he used to be signed to Soulja Boy?
Yeah, because he has a song with Soulja Boy. He has, like, a
bro,
lot of streams.
You should totally come out to a Soulja Boy song.
You know, I think that was funny. Broly actually gave that idea when we were in the car. He
should totally come out to
funny.
A Soulja Boy song.
That would be funny, yeah. Maybe we'll probably check that out.
I mean, Soulja ain't really doing shit these days. I'm sure booking them shouldn't be that expensive, bro.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh
yeah,
you mean have them walk you out?
Why not?
Oh, yeah,
get
that,
out
that,
of
that
here.
That would be kind of cool. Sure.
Why spend the budget on that?
Yeah.
Like you said, he ain't been doing nothing. You now you going to give him a couple thousand to walk through?
He may want to come do it off the strength. Like, yeah.
Just because it's promo.
I don't know about that. He making enough money not to want to give up anything for free. But I got James Benitez, Huntsville, Alabama. He says, who is the one fighter you feel is must-see TV right now? Also, are you looking forward to watching the TCL, Team Combat League?
Can you repeat that one more time?
Who is the one fighter you feel is must-see TV right now?
In the professional boxing world? You know, I'm a big fan of Wilder. I think he's one of the greatest to be out right now and to do it. I'm a big fan of him, and I think he is just someone to watch. I think that's what I would say.
Probably a very solid pick because he definitely gets people to tune in. Have you heard of the Team Combat League?
You know, maybe I've seen it on Instagram. I'm not too sure, to be honest with you. But no, to answer your question, no, I don't know.
All right. Well, I think those are all my questions. Do you have anything else?
Nah, I'm honestly just excited to see the fight at this point.
Yeah, man, me too.
Sure.
But
we would love to come see you spar. Let us know if you happen to spar outside of City Athletic.
No, you guys don't like City?
I don't know that we're welcome. We're welcome.
I mean, it's not a personal thing.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
just he doesn't, like, allow reporters in there like that.
You know? I can see where you're coming from. I definitely... understand.
And by he, I mean the owner.
Yeah. So believe it or not, my manager actually is buying into it to be owner. Like it was already, the paperwork's already been in and stuff like that. So they're just working stuff out.
Oh, okay.
And ever since my manager has came in, it's improved the sales. It's improved a lot. I mean, City's a good gym. I believe it just needed a little bit of help. And for my...
It needed your manager to manage it because that guy is the senile.
Yeah, no, but for sure, if you guys ever want to come in, it's all good. There's not going to be no problems.
What time you sparring tomorrow?
Like, yo, I swear to God, one day he invited, like, yeah, come through. We come. He's like, oh, yeah, come in. He shows us around. Next day, he's like, yo, you can't come here. And it's like,
really? Yeah,
he just let us in yesterday. He's like, no.
Yeah.
No reporters over here. Then we don't come, and our producer goes, and he gets in. But then when he went back, he's not allowed. It's like, bro, I ain't got time for this.
No, I definitely heard a lot of stories. But again, if you know, you guys are good people.
For
I'm
sure.
good people. So there's not going to be no problem if you guys do want to come in anytime.
What time you guys sparring tomorrow?
Probably like at like 1 or 2. Or if not, we might go early. I mean, I'll let you know after this.
For sure,
because 2 will be here unless we wrap up early.
Yeah, we'll probably be leaving out. And the gym's right around the corner.
Yeah,
so
it's like what? I think
down
the street?
Literally 3 minutes away, 2-3 minutes away.
Yeah, so yeah, it's all good. You guys are always welcome.
Beautiful. Well, looking forward to it. Looking forward to the fight. Please give out social medias and everything where the fight can be purchased.
Yeah.
And all that information.
Yeah, I mean, my social media is AlvaroChoa05 on Instagram, Twitter, everywhere, you know, AlvaroChoa05. And then the fight could be, I think it's going to be on Fight TV again. So Fight TV, purchase it. I think it's like $30. Or it's going to be on some streaming app. I'm not too sure yet. We haven't got details on that yet. But it's going to be on CelebrityBoxing.com. I do know that. And then if you're in Atlantic City or in that East Coast area, come through to the Showboat Casino. It's going to be fun. It's going to be good. And I'm going to get a first round knockout.
First round.
Let's do it, champ. You got anything else?
No, we do not. I'm just trying to figure out. Jeremiah, can you run a promo so we can take this quick picture? Anything that you have long enough. But yeah, man, how you been, bro? When you gonna get Barrios in here? What up? Welcome back. Shout out to our sponsor, Kenichi Bear. Make sure to get your Hibernation 5s and use that code TBV. Go ahead and get that 50% off. I'm lying about that. You know that. But Danny, man, just to wrap things up, obviously, Ray Vargas activating that WBC status. You know, as a champion, you can, you know, petition to fight the next champion in the weight above. I'm not necessarily sure that this is what's happening because the belt was vacated or stripped due to vacant. Rather, the belt is vacant due to everything that happened with Shakur. And I don't know that he just normally put it. I mean, did he just put in a commission?
I think I think the petition was for mandatory status as the world champion in the weight class below. From my understanding, he activated mandatory status in the next weight class, given that the belt is vacant. He fights the next guy in Osaki Foster.
So Jake Donovan reported on this yesterday, and he said the WBC approved a request. So it was a petition from the current 126-pound titleist, Ray Vargas, to challenge for the vacant 130-pound title. Vargas will have to face the current number one, Osaki Foster. So yeah, it's not like the WBO, but they gave him favor as the champion.
Yeah.
You know?
And not out of the norm, you know,
Of course not.
You know, not out of the norm, especially for
guy. it's what you should do. You know, the people that get upset at that, it's like for instance, us. We got YouTube members, we got Patreons. It's like, I'm going to help. If two people reach out and one of them is a member and another is not, I'm going to help my member first, obviously. Just how it is, you know what I mean? So same thing for the WBC. If two people reach out and one is already under the sanctioning body rules, following
Absolutely.
The guidelines, paying the sanctioning
has
fees,
already represented the sanctioning body as a champion in two separate divisions. You
and
know
is
what I'm
a
saying?
Current champion.
You know, so
his petition is probably more than likely going to be approved.
And really quick, last thing for me on this, Ness, I just want to give a big shout out to whoever the hell manages and represents Ray Vargas, because they've done a great job. This dude had a nuts layoff, like this. It was like 2 years.
Yep.
Comes back, gets a title opportunity, becomes champion, and now moving up in weight to challenge for another belt. So shout out to whoever's handling his career, because they're doing it the right way.
Oh, yeah. They're doing good with him, man. I mean, you hit it right on the head, on the nail. I really can't add anything to that. But, you know, I don't want to stretch it much. you know, the beauty of being able to do two shows every single day consecutively is being able to touch on every single bit of news out there. We did have a decent guest with Ochoa. I'm happy to see him with the Santos family, you know, and I'm glad that he brought us that new news. Now we have a gym that we can possibly stop at again. You know, I didn't know City Athletic was under new management.
No, definitely love to see it. Look forward to not just going to the gym, but obviously checking him out and sparring to see how good he looks.
For real. Yo, yesterday I was at Bones. Oh, my goodness.
What's up?
So many people were there. And that girl, Jadira Baustos, was there. And, bro, there's just a lot of people there. Like, from like at 6:30, I think that's, like, time that the kids got to go.
Mm.
But there's a lot of young people. They were sparring and everything over there.
Oh, I thought you meant when you were in there training.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I got there at 6. No,
oh, okay.
No, bro, I was there till like 8. So
okay,
you know,
okay.
All the people left by then.
So you and DeMarcus Cousins, y'all sparred a little bit? Or?
Nah, when I got there, he had already looked like he worked out hard. Like, he was crazy sweaty by the time I got there. But I was told to get there at 6. And when I got there, all the other heavyweights was just warming up. So maybe he had his own session.
Mm.
You know, because all that, like, Johnny was just
warming up and shit.
Tying up shoes. And Milton was, you know, same thing.
Milton was in there too?
Yeah, he training in there now.
Oh, who else was in there?
He's got a fight on a Jake Paul undercard.
Yeah, I knew that. October 29th, Showtime pay-per-view. Phoenix, Arizona. Get your tickets now.
Oh, the Laura boys was there. Shout out to the Laura boys.
Oh, really?
They ran up to me.
Oh, that's what's up.
It was in there. I'm telling you, it was, I've never seen it that much, people.
Mm.
It was packed.
You going today?
More than likely, I want to try and go. I mean, you know, I got to start using their weights. You know, it's not as much variety as what we had in the old facility.
Right.
But, you know, I got to start at least using some of it. I was messing with Johnny, too. You know, he all walking on a treadmill. I'm like, come on, man. Can't walk like that, man. What type of training is that? So you seen he posted me, so I'm like, you ain't got the answers, Ness.
Yo, against the ropes with Dose says, Boogie gonna put Ness in a coma.
I ain't trying to spar Boogie. Boogie look like he could easily be 6'9", bro.
I'll give you his, you know.
It's gonna be hard. I gotta see what he got. I gotta see how good he could work that height, because if he not good with the height, then it 6'10", don't matter.
6'10", 270.
6'10", 270.
6'10".
I've never even heard of a 6'10". I've only heard like 7 and not 6'9".
Bro,
like,
he's a center, you know?
Yeah, I mean, could he use that reach, or is he like all tall leaning over?
I mean, I ain't never seen
getting
him
hit
in the
with
ring.
That uppie. Everybody know I got a killer uppie, man.
I will say, I've seen you drop somebody on their knees with your uppie.
Exactly.
I will say that I know he's been in the boxing
but is
gym
he young?
For a couple years.
Because he definitely looked like he balding. So just so I know that he's not, you know, all 10 years younger than me and shit.
Let me see. Nah, he's been in the league for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, 32.
Okay.
He's 32. He was 1990.
So a couple things before we close out. First and foremost, do not forget that we do need you to subscribe. And if you did that already, then you got to tell a friend to tell another friend to subscribe. And if you've done that already, then you got to grab your children's iPads and all those other smart devices and also subscribe. I don't care. Get me to my next goal, 157,000. Let's go. That being said, Fight Chats, Danny, what are we doing this Saturday? Definitely.
Chris Eubank Jr., Conor Benn, no question.
No question.
We ready for that,
and
baby.
And that should be around what time, Pacific Standard Time?
1 o'clock? About 1.
Wow, early day.
1:30 maybe.
Okay.
What else
we got?
We doing, Fandora Ocampo, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, and there's some Adames Montiel's on that undercard. They just announced it. Did I not know that or something? I just got it.
We literally talked about it yesterday live here from the win.
Yo, his peoples who was just in studio with us said he's in Mexico. What is he doing in Mexico? I'm like, yo, let me get Obama. He's like, yo, he's in Mexico. I'm like, what is he doing in Mexico? But, yeah, he's in Mexico. Unless it's Montiel that he was thinking, and I don't know why would he be thinking about Montiel.
So, yeah, not so it is a triple header.
Who else is on there?
Fernando Martinez versus Jerwin Ancajas.
I never heard of Martinez. Is that the one that was with Reynoso?
No. You're thinking of El Rey, Julio Cesar Martinez, who is finally fighting McWilliams Arroyo on the undercard.
The second. Why are you fighting McRoyo's two? Is two or is he fighting McRoyo the second?
No.
Like, is it the rematch?
No. The fight kept getting canceled. It's been,
so
like, canceled
is,
twice, I think.
So his name is McRoyo the second.
Or...
Because if it's not, brother, this is a rematch. You better check that box right.
Hmm.
That being said, one other thing you need to do is hit that thumbs up button if you haven't already done so.
And hit the subscribe button so we can hit our goal of 1 million subs.
2 million subs.
What's the, what you just tell me to check on box right?
What? One pothead accident, another pothead. What?
Shout
can
out.
You help me with what I forgot?
What? McWilliams Arroyo.
Shout out to Haradine. Run the promo. It's always good to lose that temporary, you know, that what is short-term memory. You get it back. It's all good.
Oh, bro, it was no contest.
I told you this is the rematch.
Accidental headbutt.
I know. I got photographic memory.
Yeah, they did that in New Hampshire. That's why I couldn't remember.
New Hampshire?
Yes.
Connecticut?
But New Hampshire's a state, bro.
Where, so is there, don't they have a New Hampshire in Connecticut?
New Haven.
Oh, New Haven.
But New Hampshire and Connecticut, I'm pretty sure, border.
Oh.
Man, catch us tomorrow morning. 6 a.m. Pacific.
Instagram and Twitter.
Greenwald
I'm
Danny.
Out of here.
We are the Boxing Voice on all forms of social media and streaming platforms. Catch us tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Pacific. And here from the Blue Wire Studios, 12 p.m. noon. We Peace. Out.
He's a great trainer, you know, from coming from Sacramento, California to being out here, you know, right.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another edition. Probably at 122 or
that
eight.
Is correct. 122, Ness.
Well, there you go. In this vacant title shot, Danny, at least it's a worthy opponent. Probably at 122 or
that
eight.
Is correct. 122, Ness.
Well, there you go. A worthy opponent across the corner from you. Kind of like when 5'6", 9'52", Albert Oja.
Mm.
And Albert Oja.
Mm.
And I'm going to just go ahead. I'm not sure.
Ochoa.
I'm not sure that whether or not the...
100,000.
It's like $3.99. but this is the video in question. Look at this. It's like $3.99. but this is the video in question. Look, Kylie.
Listen,
was it
though.
A reality
and
show?
The former best friend, Jordan.
No, I hear you. But
and
was
reason,
it like a reality show?
The reason it was a former best friend is because she fucked like... think her sister's baby daddy, right?
Mostly, he has athlete boxer, but he had his next fight was scheduled on the celebrity boxing event.
I'm 22.
Mm.
And when did you put the gloves on?
I put the gloves on probably not yet.
You're obviously popular enough to know Miss Kylie Jenner, I think is her name. Why are you taking punches in the face?
You know, it's funny. So I did start with that. I never had a girlfriend in high school. I never dated anyone growing up. You know, I was focused on myself. And, you know, for that to happen, it was
simply part, like, when people say it's 90% or 80%.
It's been a way worse diet, and it's been a lot more working out. I don't work out. I don't I'm like, shit, this weight's just falling off. I ain't got to work
and
out.
And they switched up the menu. I received new food yesterday.
Yeah, they always update the menu.
I
got to
pick it up later. So, it's a dream come true to be out here.
So, you...
Oh. So, like I said, this
minute
is,
and a half.
Yeah. So, but
border wars.
That's so, less. That's not even women do too.
Yeah. So for me, you know, again, I'm just using it as a stepping stone. It's a good platform. It's on TV. It's in front of a lot of
boxing events, and this one is as well. Caitlyn Jenner's hosted both, or will be hosting the second one as well. Did you guys get to talk at all during the first one? During the first one, or catch up?
So believe it or not, she actually they had a fallout too towards like beginning. Wait,
so you said they had a fallout.
Yeah.
So you said
they had a fallout.
So she actually wasn't there. Well, I didn't see her, but no, she wasn't there. Like right before they,
Mom
yeah.
Dad.
So she actually wasn't there. Well, I didn't see her, but no, she wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah, but she.
So Flav is hosting that?
No. Oh, for the, no, I thought this the question was for my last fight.
Yeah, the last. And I'll say, I think we've been. I think we've been pretty that the eyes that.
Yeah.
That have been brought to the sport.
You know, it's which is crazy.
Which is crazy. It's a dream come true for him because he's hometown. He's had like.
So I gotta ask. Is there?
They have a few. No, they have a few bare knuckle fighters, monster fighter too, which is cool.
Shadow boxing with Rolly.
Yeah.
And since the show, because.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were just sending me. Okay.
Nah.
Let me get a screenshot, fellas.
Whatever.
This is your opponent. Oh, well, wait. He's
doing street beast.
Yeah, so he has a few more fights that, I mean, done more than me.
Come on. Where's your head movement? Let's go. Hey, throw it straight. Throw it straight. Come on.
Put your legs together, man. Come on,
all the way through.
Come on, that lower.
All the way through.
Put his head down.
Come on. Where's your head movement? Off the line. Let's go. Come on. Come on. Where's your head movement? Let's go. Hey, throw it straight. Throw it straight. Come on.
Put your legs together, man.
All the way through.
Push that lower.
All the way through.
Oh my God, he's so sloppy. You gotta destroy this dude.
Yeah, no, I will. I'm gonna come back.
No, he
and tell
needs
you
to become a highlight reel throwing punches like this.
Got caught with a big ass, right?
But he got balls, bro.
No,
he,
the other video,
he's taking
you know,
this shot,
but it's just a
letter.
He can take
a punch.
Yeah, no, go to the other video. I'm taking you know, this shot, but it's just a letter.
He can take.
Yeah, he can. Can I, I've,
he's
n- I've never
a
seen
pole?
This video.
Why is he hitting the pole?
I've never seen that either.
He's working on
activism. Yeah. Or what?
Come on, how many fights this guy got?
I have no idea.
No, but it says on October. Six. Come on, how many fights this guy got?
I have no idea. I know he's fought more than how my work is. Or what?
Six. Come on, how many fights this guy got? Wow.
He fought Mack in.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, he fought Mack in.
Kid's crazy.
What?
I got to send you this. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, as you can see, you know.
He got balls, man. I don't. Yeah. I wouldn't take land a nice little
oh,
counter.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Nice little
oh,
counter.
Oh, my God. Bro. No. Bro, he.
Get dropped
in a box. I thought
it was wild. Whoa. Why is he wearing wrestling?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Yeah, I don't know.
Look at those title gloves.
Look at those title cards.
Oh my God, what size is that? You,
I don't know, bro, yeah. What is going on?
Oh my God, what size is that? Oh my God, what size is that? You,
I don't know,
bro,
yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah, like 20. They're like 24s. They're like 24. They're like 24s. They're like 24.
Do they make 24? I have no idea.
What is going on?
They're like 24s.
Do they? Do they make 24-ounce gloves?
Bro,
hell
those
yeah.
Are wild.
Johnny Rice got 28.
Bro, those are wilder sparring gloves. What's going on in New Jersey? Bro,
hell yeah,
wild.
Johnny Rice got 28.
Bro, those are wild.
Oh, they like 20.
Do they make 24-ounce gloves?
Bro,
hell
those
yeah.
Are wild.
Johnny Rice got 28.
Bro, those are wild.
Oh,
those are wild.
Ounce gloves?
Oh.
Ounce gloves?
Oh my goodness.
That jab was strong.
No, go to the next slide. He gets dropped like bad.
No, go to the next slide. He gets dropped.
Oh!
A white post?
Yeah, I don't know why he posted.
Oh! A white post?
Yeah, I don't know why he posted. Maybe he was
awesome. He's not afraid. He's not afraid.
Sound like the Undertaker, bro. That's Wilder Fury 1 round 12.
Have anything else?
Nah, I'm honestly just excited to see the fight at this point.
Yeah, man, me too.
Sure.
But
we would love to come see you spar. Let us know if you happen to spar outside of City Athletic.
Oh, you guys don't like City?
I don't know that we're welcome in City. We're welcome.
I mean, I don't. It's not a personal thing.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
just he doesn't like allow. But cheer, man. How you been, bro? When you gonna get Barrios in here? Man, how you been, bro? When you gonna get Barrios in here? Do we have it? Can you run a promo so we can take this quick picture? Did you have long enough? Welcome back. Shout out to our sponsor, Kenichi Ben. Make sure to get your Hibernation 5s and use that code TBV. Yeah. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back, welcome back. Shout out to our sponsor, Kenichi Bear. Make sure to get your hibernation fire. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back, welcome back. Shout out to our sponsor, Kenichi. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back, welcome back. Shout out to our sponsor, Kenichi Bear. Make sure to get your hibernation fives and use that code TBV.
Round knockout.
First round.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Champ, you got anything else?
No, we do not. I'm just trying to figure out. Jeremiah, do we have it? Can you run a promo so we can take this quick picture? Anything that you have long enough. Jeremiah, do we have it? Can you run a promo so we can take this quick picture? Anything that you have long enough. This quick picture. What up? Welcome back. Welcome back. Shout out to our sponsor.
Not out of the norm, you know, to
of course
see,
not.
You know, not out of the norm.
Following Absolutely. The guidelines, paying the,
like this, it
yeah.
was like 2 years,
yep.
comes back, gets a title opportunity, becomes champion, and now moving up. And
out there, he had already looked like he worked out hard. Like he was crazy sweaty about his own session.
Mm.
You know, because all that, like Johnny was just.
Oh, really?
He ran up to me.
Oh, that's
yeah.
what's up. That's what's up.
It was in there. I'm telling you, it was, I've never seen it that much, people.
Mm.
It was packed.
You going today?
More than likely.
It's been
so
like canceled
is,
twice, I think.
So his name is McRoyo the Second because it's
tomorrow morning. Nah, I'm honestly just excited to see
And stuff like that. So they're just working stuff. It's all